They try to build some sort of suspense that just doesn't work. You know, the only thing that made me jump in this film was they were exploring an abandoned apartment building, and because basically the town, nature had, retaken the town. A bear comes running down the hallway. A bear.
Random.
So random. And that was the only part that made me jump, because it was so unexpected. Fucking bear.
Oh, bear.
I mean, it was huge. It was running down the hallway out of a bathroom. So...
Yes. It was the Sherman.
The Sherman commercial. That's exactly what I thought, too.
It turns out bears don't shit in the woods.
Precisely. Oh, my gosh.
The Sci-Fi Super Friends Podcast, a weekly show that reviews and rates science fiction, fantasy, and horror films. You can find us at scifisuperfriends.com, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. Join us on our never-ending quest for glory. Scifisuperfriends.com.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
Your base arms belong to us.
Come here!
Welcome to Die! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most jazziest hand podcast.
Jazzy.
It's a lot funnier if you agree to see it.
Yes, it is. But my name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up?
What up?
I ask you first.
That was my what up to the listeners.
Oh, what's up, listeners?
What up?
How you doing? Come sit down. Listen to Three Hit Combo.
Take your pipe out.
Yeah, take
sit
your pants
by the
off.
Fire. Put a robe on, but take your pants off. Nobody wants to see that. I just want you in a robe. Anywho, I'm good. I'm like really wired actually for being up at 4 a.m.
Awesome. You got up at 4.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 6.
Oh my god! What are you doing up so late?
Fucking shit.
All right. You were fucking shit, huh?
So that's, yeah, we got like the opposite sleep pattern going on.
Yeah, nice.
So this is like the 1 hour where you can get to.
You had a normal sleep pattern for a long time.
I did. Oh fuck, did I ever?
Dun dun dun. I remember getting texts from you, like, back when we worked at Panera at, like, 4 a.m. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, occasionally, I still do that to people, because it gets lonely. So I'm like, oh, fuck, they might be up. Chances are they're not, but if they are, all right.
I got someone.
You know, unless someone's text message tone is an air horn, I don't really feel too bad about it, because most people don't wake up.
What the fuck?
Oh, I got a text from Matt again.
How was your week?
Good. Did a lot of walking feels.
I seen it.
Yeah, I seen it. It's fun. And people are showing up for this, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm talking to people. Well, not a lot. I had 5 at one point.
Oh, yeah.
A solid 5 people.
Does that include your view from your one computer?
You know what that does. So I had a solid 4 people.
Yeah, that's still good.
Yeah.
Most we had was 1 for Civilization.
Yeah. But the greatest thing is they're actually chatting.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool. It's weird, though, when I upload it to YouTube.
Really?
Because I'm, like, talking to people.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do because, like, I like live streaming, so I really want to do that. But I also like uploading it to YouTube, but I wouldn't have time to do both, you know?
That's a lot. That's a
commitment. To live stream a game and then...
Record playing a game and...
Or replay it for YouTube.
Yeah.
I couldn't really do that. I almost feel like I have to choose one or the other, but I don't want to yet.
Go streaming for the time being.
Yeah.
Until you have a better idea. Or figure out how to do it better.
Guess how many videos we have on YouTube?
1,000.
Oh, God damn it, Andy. See, now you guess way over.
Oh.
And now it's not cool when I say how much we have.
15.
Oh, no. We have like 171 videos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Most of them are the podcast. This is episode 82.
I let you keep track. You are the file master.
82, I believe. And if that's wrong, then...
I know we're close to 80.
Well, fuck me. I know we're over 80. We got to be over 80.
You know what I think will generate a lot of people viewing once we do Portal? That is a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
So I think people will hopefully latch on to that.
Yeah, that should be fun. Shit, is that going to be the shortest opening segment ever?
No.
What do you got? What do you got? Go, shoot. You got
If you could be any forest animal, what would you be?
If I could be any forest animal?
If you were going to like walk around Yellowstone, see an animal.
Ooh, Yellowstone, okay. I was thinking rainforest.
No.
I would be... Are we talking Yellowstone or Jellystone?
Yellowstone.
Dang it, I was going to be Yogi Bear. I would still be a bear.
Yeah, I'd be a bear too. Because you get to sleep for like 4 months and not have to poop that whole time. But the, oh my God, you'd wake up and you're like, oh no.
Oh, shouldn't have slept for 4 months.
Something is going to happen.
I'm going to make a mess. All right, Andy.
I need new bear pants.
Even with that, I think it's going to be the shortest opening segment ever.
God damn it. I'm sorry, people.
It doesn't have to be long.
I don't know. I guess so.
You know, if we don't have material, it's better just not stretch it out.
To on the news, then, or gaming.
Have you been on this podcast before?
Yeah.
Let's just go into gaming.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
The more I play PC, the more I agree. I'm like, PC is fun to play on.
Dude, PC is fun to play on.
I'm like, glorious PC master race.
You know what? People listening to this, we had an awesome... It was last Monday, or no, it was last Sunday we did this, last week. Andy, I called it Andy's Steam Adventure, but he played like three different games on Steam, but we had a delay in the audio.
It's got to be on my end, so I'm going to try doing some things the next time we stream.
It was weird because like when I watched it stream live, it would be like you were ahead of me, but when you watch the replay, it sounds like I'm behind you.
When I was viewing it on my computer, my video was ahead of my audio.
I see. I think...
I just got to figure something out.
Yeah, I got to figure something out. But it was pretty good. But we're not going to upload it, so sorry.
That'd be fun. Just do a cavalcade of games. I have a bunch of Steam.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a fucking sale, I always buy shit.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Left 4 Dead 2 to go on sale, because then we could play that together.
Yeah, or just the regular Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. You know. You can get both for like 30 on Steam, but
yeah. Left 4 Dead 2, I have them both, but
Left 4 Dead 2 is you can get that for like $7.50 when it's on sale.
Left 4 Dead 2 kind of annoyed me because the hordes come more often and there's a lot and they're harder. And I don't know, it just feels like I don't have ever a moment to catch my breath and
Left 4
like,
Dead,
see the game.
Left 4 Dead 1 was intense, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I remember leaving your girlfriend at the time, or no, Paul left your girlfriend at the time out. The safe house. Like Tom and I had died or something, and Paul made it to the safe room, and then a boomer threw up on her, and she's like covered in zombies. And Paul opens the door to let her in and sees what is happening. He goes, "No," and shuts the door and lets her die. And she was pissed for like 5 hours.
That's awesome.
All right, Andy, I'm sure you know this first story because you sent it to me. So this is from Anal, the Andy News Analysis League. PS4 will cloud stream PS3 games with Gaikai in lieu of standard backwards compatibility.
That's awesome. You know what I also hope?
What?
That you don't have to fucking rebuy games.
You know, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck.
Like, I don't know if there's a way, though, to prove that you own that game.
Yeah, but it's also kind of fucked up if they make you rebuy a game.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of weird, but it seems like this next console generation... If you want to play your old games, you might as well just keep your old console.
Yeah, that's what I did with my PS2.
Yeah.
Kept that.
And I don't really normally keep consoles, but, I kind of just get rid of my old stuff. I don't like to hold on to things because I like organization. So, like, if I have an old Xbox or, like, an old PS1 or something, although I do have a PS1 now, it's hiding somewhere. But I'm just like, just sell it or something. But,
I've made the mistake of selling too many things, and then, like, a couple years later, I'm like, I really wish I wouldn't have sold that.
Yeah.
Like, my original Nintendo. I had all the games, And I fucking sold it, and I regret that to this day. I regret it so hard.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I kind of regret selling my PS2, and a little bit of me regrets selling my Wii.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had a Wii.
Yeah, I had a Wii for a little bit, and I never really played it.
Dude, the Wii U bombed.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that a little bit.
One more, go.
Go? Oh, okay. Well, we're not talking about it yet, but
oh, yeah, we're almost there. PS4 Gaikai. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad to see they're doing something with Gaikai.
Yeah, that's really cool.
They acquired them a long time ago.
Yeah. That's a really cool idea, but I think the biggest thing is if you have to rebuy games or not.
Yeah,
I know with Steam keeps a record of it because each game has a CD key in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how they'll do that with
they're like, send us your receipt.
Yeah. Oh god. Fuck that.
Everyone's like, we don't have our receipts, and they're like, you're supposed to keep receipts for 7 years, son.
PlayStation's been out about that long.
It's on you. Sony has also patented another weird controller.
Is it that iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. And I know people instantly are going to say, like, iPad.
Yeah.
But it's I spelled the accepted way. And
not the Steve Jobs way.
Yeah, but also PlayStation had the iToy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like they're ripping.
That was actually, iPad. Yeah, before the iPad.
Yeah, that was way before the iPad.
But it's just a patent, so it's one of those you don't know where it'll go.
Yeah, you don't really know where it'll go. It might just be something that they want to hold on to and say, like, well, we got this design. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but it's ours.
Don't fucking touch it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Asus has an e-pad.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen
it. And it sounds like, right when you hear it, it sounds like e-pad, really? You're just going down the vowels now?
Yeah.
But they've had their EPC line for
I have one.
A long time. Isn't that mini PC?
Yeah, that mini little, one. Little that PC? I call it the EPC.
Did you put Linux on it?
I want to.
Make it a Linux box?
That'd be cool.
The Wii U sales hit a rough patch in January.
Duh.
Now
they came out in November, right?
Yes.
All
right. Now, it sold well under, in quotation marks, 100,000 units.
So that could be like anywhere between like 60,000.
Gamasutra estimates it's actually between 45,000 and 59,000 units in North America.
That's no point.
Now, what is the NPD? I've mentioned them before, but God, I forget what their initials stand for. National Product Data?
I don't know.
Something like that, but that's where the sales figures are from. But now, this article mentions that it's kind of weird that a next generation console is not doing so hot, but I'm going to ask you this. Does the Wii U really feel like the next generation's here?
It just feels... The Wii U, I kind of see it as like the Sega CD. It's kind of like an addition. It's a way... It's an upgraded Wii.
Yeah, the way I see it, and I've played with the Wii U recently, but the way I see it is just... It's like the latest console of this generation.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of cool stuff, and it's a neat console, but it really doesn't feel like...
Something
a new. Start of a new generation, or like, oh, it's here, it's the new generation of consoles. So that's
the biggest thing I'm looking forward to the PS3 is I want to see like its interface or its OS.
Yeah, oh, that's this Wednesday.
Yeah,
yeah, at 4 or 5.
I don't work Wednesday, so wait, do I work Wednesday? No, I might not work Wednesday. Don't quote me.
Okay, I won't quote you. For the love of God, I will not quote you.
We can
live stream our reactions when it comes.
We're like,
we're coming out with this PlayStation with a spherical design. We are calling it the Orbis.
But yeah, I'm most excited to see the OS, how it moves, because I enjoyed the one that the PS3 has, but it's fucking slow.
Is it?
Oh my god! And Xboxes, at least the Blades. I miss the Blades. I kind of liked them.
You know, I do miss the Blades too. I liked their new interface, but now that there's a lot of fucking shit on it now.
And Blades was snappy.
Blades were snappy.
And then when the new Xbox experience first came out, that was pretty snappy too.
I liked the new Xbox experience when it first came out, when there wasn't 5 billion tiles of, hey, try Netflix. Oh, check out this new song by the band Two Ways to Go Fuck Yourself. You know, it's just like, I don't care. Fuck. I wish I could just make it just so, like, only the things that are important to me are on the screen.
I bet I
could flip between that and settings.
I bet it's like that if you don't go online.
Probably, yeah, but, you know, what the fuck's the point?
I don't know what Microsoft's going to do. Man, Sony's really putting that out early.
Yeah.
Man. February and E3's in May, June?
Yeah. I wonder what Microsoft is going to do.
I wonder if they're just going to show, like...
I really hope... I find it weird that I'm saying this, but I really hope the PS4 and the Xbox 720 Durango Loop don't come out this year.
Yeah.
I kind of want them to come out next year.
They're not.
I don't feel like I'm ready.
But look at it this way. You can wait that extra year.
I can.
And, like, by then, I always wait 6 months or so because just in case there's, like, first-run production anything.
Yeah.
And then there's also more games out because, man, when I bought my PS3 at launch, I had Resistance
with
Fall
all
of
cash.
Man. Yeah, all cash at a Toys R Us. But I had Resistance, and that was it for about 8 months.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of hard, especially if the Xbox does have decent backwards compatibility, because I just know everyone's going to get it. And I don't, you know, even if they're like, hey, we're going to play Halo 4, but we all got new Xboxes, chances are if you play on the 360, you can't play with them.
I can see that.
So,
that would be a hell of a cool feature.
Yeah, that would be an amazing feature. But they wouldn't do that, though. Yeah. You know they wouldn't, because then there'd be... To some people, there would be no reason to buy the new console.
Yep.
That's how a lot of people feel about the Wii U, especially the fact that they kind of market it towards more casual people.
Yeah.
They really don't know that it's newer. And yeah, it's really not that much newer. I'm just going to say that. It's just not that much newer. It's cool, but it's just not that much newer. Andy, a North Carolina-based advertisement agency, McKinney, combined two of the best things in the world, beer and video games.
To make a beer cade. Did I send you this?
Something, no.
Something I would send you.
No, you didn't. All right, anyways. But their new game is called The Last Bar Fighter. Now, it's a tournament fighter. Right now, there's only 5 characters. But what you do is you and your opponent get, you know, to your respective sides of the arcade machine and take an empty cup and put it under a tap. And then you play each other. The winner gets their cup filled with beer.
Oh my God!
Isn't that amazing? There's a little YouTube video. You know,
I just want to see. Oh, sorry.
I can
mute
it.
I just want to see what the machine looks like. That's all. All
right. Yeah. Let me. That's the game. They're playing it. This is really a lot cooler when you see it. But don't worry, it's not very long. That person just won. Flipped them off, and wham!
Oh.
It's filling the cup.
Oh man!
That looks fun as shit.
That would be amazing to have in your house.
Oh my God.
I would save the fuck up for that.
I would replace whatever beer is inside of it with those giant crates of wine from Bricks.
Mine's a little fancier.
And it gets you drunker faster.
Hey man, get drunk.
Hey man, fall down.
Hey man, bad decisions.
Bungie's Destiny project is expected to be revealed on February 17th, which, Andy, is today.
Oh, shit.
As of this recording. I haven't seen anything about it yet, but it's Bungie's new game.
Have they said if it's going to be this gen or next gen?
You know, I don't know.
Oh, my God. What if that's a launch title for, like, the PS4?
Exclusive.
Oh, my God.
Bungie jumps teams. You know, we worked for Microsoft for a few years, and, you know, we said we wanted to be a multi-platform developer, but we're just going to jump ship.
How's that feel?
Yeah, the Sony offices dispense Reese's Pieces. When you come in the door, you hold out your hand. They don't do that at Microsoft. They just have dried apricots.
It's all for the Reese's, man.
I did it for the Reese's. Come on, Linookie. Come on. And the final story in gaming news, this is also from Anal, the Andy News Analysis League. Microsoft quotes says, everybody knows PS3 isn't as good as an entertainment console as Xbox 360.
Which, I agree with that for the sole fact that PS3's OS is so fucking slow.
I agree with it, but I don't care.
All right. I understand that too. Like, mine works fine. It just probably takes a lot longer to get...
I mean,
things in the Xbox.
I mean, even in that vein, but what I mean is I don't care which one's a better entertainment console.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care that they have Netflix. I have Netflix on my laptop. It works just fine.
I have Netflix on my phone.
You know, I don't care that they have Last FM. I don't care that they have sporting events. I have cable.
Yeah.
I just want a gaming console, man.
No, man, they're all home entertainment now.
Yeah, everything's a set-top box. Ugh.
You know what would be a fucking blow is if Sony just came out and they're like, games. That's it.
Just release a bunch of fucking good games.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Yeah.
Amazing a console could survive on just releasing a bunch of good games.
Yeah. The Asian guys, I don't... Ken, it's Ken something. I know the Sony guy, but he's just like... Oh my god, that's the start screen. Him and Angel Wings just go up.
I was thinking of the song from the Steam sale video that person made with Gaben with the Halo.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a miracle? Andy, that will do it for gaming
news. That is a good video.
Oh my god, I love that video. All right, let's move on to technology.
Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Andy, how was the victim of surprise dubstep?
No way.
I was listening to a song on YouTube. I was just kind of clicking links, you know, related videos, and I found a song, and I'm listening to it. It's a 5-minute song, and I'm like, this is pretty good, you know? Then, seriously, like, 2.5 minutes in, all of a sudden, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, oh, what? No!
Are you not a fan of dubstep?
Not really. No. There have been the occasional song where I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. Something that, I don't know, gets your heart pumping, but...
I quite honestly think that Skrillex can make the only catchy dubstep music.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, a fan of Skrillex, but literally any, like, I haven't found any catchy dubstep songs after besides that, Skrillex.
After that quote, if any, like, real dubstep fan is listening to this, like, one of the hardcore dubstep fans, they probably just shot themselves.
Probably. Or they're yelling at the mic, like, Skrillex is a fucking bear.
They all fucking hate Skrillex. Big sellout, god damn it! Andy, did you see the meteorite that hit Russia?
That's fucking sweet, and that also sucks.
I didn't get to see the video because the video wasn't playing correctly, but I got to read the synopsis of this. It was like a Fox News reporter was talking to Bill Nye, the science guy, and she kind of wondered aloud if the meteor strike had anything to do with global warming. And I'm just like, apparently Bill Nye kind of condescendingly broke down the difference between meteor and meteorite and meteor and meteorologist, but also... How the fuck would something of the Earth have to do with something that is not of the Earth, you know? Fuck, what? Whatever, but...
She's smart.
But scientists have kind of called this, like, the impact was of that of a small nuke.
Oh, really?
Shit. It wrecked shit.
I did see that one. There was a picture of a huge hole in some ice.
Yeah, and, oh, you know what? And I heard they're suffering from, like, it's called something, but really it's glass rain. Glass is coming back down. And,
oh, my God. And that's scary.
Yeah. And you know what I realized after this? Conspiracy theories are becoming a lot more mainstream. Have you noticed that?
Explain yourself.
It seems after everything that happens, like maybe natural disaster or something like, you know, like the Aurora, Colorado shootings or the Sandy Hook shootings, it seems a lot of people, a lot of smart people have, like, think it's an ulterior motive. There was a lot of people after this that I saw, like, they're like, oh, it probably wasn't even a meteor, it was probably something from the United States.
Oh.
Or something like, they're probably testing out a nuke or something. Just like, can it just be a meteor?
I saw this one picture, I think it was on Imgur, but someone's like, hey, Russia, shoot these if you see it. And it was a picture of the flood from Halo.
I mentioned that I thought it was Vegeta landing and that I was going to go stop him, fight another alien, and then become friends with him. But then another friend pointed out that if this is the first one that's hit, it's probably Goku.
Well, then befriend Goku. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I'm like, BRB, going to go become friends with Goku. Sweet. I'm going to be Krillin. My power level is over 900.
But I'm just over 4'3".
I'm going to have no hair in most of the episodes, and all of a sudden I can grow hair. Weird. Reverse balding. Andy, you know one of the worst things about natural disasters or just freak events? People create parody Twitter accounts, and they are rarely funny. Occasionally, there's a funny one, like that snake that escaped from, what was it, New York Zoo?
Oh, yeah, I remember that,
that one.
That
was kind of funny. But a lot of them are just not funny. They're just people capitalizing on it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, follow the Russian Meteor on Twitter. Actually, don't. But at Russia Meteor was actually snatched up right away by comedian Jake Fogelmest.
Oh, that guy's hilarious.
Yeah, and he seriously, the picture on it is just a stop sign, and it says Russia Meteor, and the synopsis, don't even think about registering another parody account for the Russian Meteor. And it says, hello, this is Jake Fogelmest. As a public service, I have registered this Twitter account to prevent another parody account. He seriously just swallowed up at Russia Meteor to do nothing with it so no one else could do it.
That's awesome.
He's doing us a public service.
Now, Jake Fogelmest is awesome.
Someone did actually pick up Russian Meteor at Russian Meteor, but it's going nowhere.
Good.
And I think it's funny because I actually stopped there. He has like 420 followers. I stopped there just to look at it, and he made a couple tweets, and then he tweeted at like Gizmodo and Yahoo. He's like, if you guys don't want people following parody Twitter accounts, don't link them to me, idiots. But at the same time, it's like, I didn't follow you. You know, I just came here and saw what you were doing. I'm like, all right, yeah, I don't want to follow you, so later.
That's pretty clever of him, though.
What is funny, though, is people that when a topic starts trending, Justin Bieber fans do this a lot when it's like, something bad about Justin Bieber that's trending, they then use the hashtag and tell people to stop using it. But if you use the hashtag, it makes it more popular. So it's like, stop, you know? You don't do that.
Do you think Justin Bieber could get his fans to go to war? I bet a couple. I bet a couple would fight with him.
Probably. I don't know about, like, war, but if he was like, hey, I'm going to fight this other pop star here at this park. Everyone show up. I bet he could do that. I bet he could start a street fight with them.
That'd be great. The Bieber Army.
Bieber Army's here. Andy, the Large Hadron Collider just started on a 2-year vacation.
What?
Large Hadron Collider?
Yeah, well, I know, but...
Basically, what they're doing right now is they're shutting it down and just changing out parts.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's going to take them 2 years.
Adding new bells and whistles. This thing is fucking gigantic.
Well, I guess, yes.
And complex as shit.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most complex things.
Didn't they just finish that not too long ago?
Oh, they finished it in...
It's been in the... It was in the 2000s. I know that.
A lot of things happened in the 2000s. Mm. It's actually about 13 years old.
I know.
But,
God damn it.
I was working at Panera at the time. I was talking to Emily Hawk about it. 07? 06?
I know it's not that old.
Yeah. But basically, the Large Hadron Collider was originally designed with a 14 TeV, which is Tera Electron Volts, collisions in mind. But due to some early problems, it never managed one collision more than 8 TeV.
Oh, man.
When it's back up in 2015, however, it should be closer to that goal.
Cool.
And it has yet to create a black hole.
I'm just waiting for that one day. Just, whoops.
Yeah, someone's on the screen like, oh no. Well, this is...
We see it from far away like, ah.
Ooh, we are fucked.
No bueno.
Mega is now accepting bitcoins because of course it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Bitcoins. Yes!
This is from our boy Eric at Gizmodo.
Nice. Mega's... I've looked into it. I'm still waiting for them to get the premium accounts back. Once I get my premium back, if they ever do. I still can't wrap
my head around Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, Bitcoins are worth whatever anyone will pay you for it.
Yeah.
That's just like, it's, fucking, so why are they not worth anything? I don't know.
Yeah,
fucking.
It's worth stuff, but it's not. That's the mind fuck about it.
I took economics class in college, and I still don't know what the fuck's going on. I feel like I have a decent grasp of economy, but man, I don't know the first fucking thing, I guess.
I know how to generate them, and sort of how to get what I want. But other than that, it is a mind fuck. And they take forever to get one Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah. I guess there's a Bitcoin like stock exchange, I guess you could say, and it's like worth like $12 right now.
Hmm. What I do find cool, someone mentioned in the comments, they're like, what's cool about Bitcoin is you can break it down to whatever you need. Mm-hmm. Like a fifth of a Bitcoin, fourth of a Bitcoin, and that helps fight inflation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's one of the websites I used, they needed it was like 0.92 of a Bitcoin.
Nice.
That was like $12.
Cool. Google might be opening its own Google stores soon.
All right. I know they got a lot of products, but that much time, I guess.
According to 9to5 Google, Google has plans to open standalone retail stores to sell Google products like the Nexus 4, the Nexus 7, the Nexus 10, Chromebooks, Google Glasses, and more. The first goal is to open up the first flagship store by the end of the year.
I bet it's either going to be New York or San Francisco.
I bet you it's going to be on the West Coast. I bet you they're going to not stray too far from the actual Google headquarters.
True.
And then branch out from there. Actually,
Florida.
Where?
Florida.
You know what I bet they'll do is, because that's how everything happens, is they're going to start near their headquarters on on the West Coast. Yeah. And then they're not going to like work their way to the East Coast. They're going to go to the East Coast. They're going to skip over us.
Yeah, of course.
And then they're going to work in. So we'll see a Google store by like 2025.
Yeah.
Do we have a Microsoft store around here?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We got. Do we have an Apple?
Do we have just one or do we have two?
We have one Apple store.
Really? I thought there was one in Westroads.
There's like Apple resellers, like Best Buy and Furniture Mart, but we only have one Apple store.
And right now, Google does have like kiosks and Best Buy and stuff like that. Yeah. But you know, everyone's trying to get the fuck out of Best Buy, so. Or as we now know at the Amazon.com showroom.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news.
Sweet, I'm ready for some real news.
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. Idrea Meters disrupts a school assembly by stripping. Now, this is the North Albany Academy, and it's a pre-kindergarten through 8th grade school in the Albany district of Albany, New York. Police say a mother who got on stage and started stripping during an upstate New York school assembly is facing child endangerment and lewdness charges.
Why did she just get up and start stripping?
She had to get back to twerk. Albany police say 24-year-old...
Shut up!
Idrea Meters. I looked over to see that registering in your head for a second. Was arrested in North Albany this past Friday morning. They say school staff told the assembly was halted and the cafeteria cleared after Meters began dancing on stage and took off some of her clothes.
What the fuck?
She's charged with 7 counts of endangering the welfare of a child and 1 count of public lewdness. Yeah, she looks fucking insane.
Look at those crazy eyes. Wow, that's fucking crazy. That's something I would have never expected. Good job.
Yeah, that's... Why?
Good job for creativity, I guess. That's a hell of a news story.
Now all the strip clubs will want me. Krispy Kreme truck theft results in high-speed police chase.
Fuck yes. I hope they ate as many donuts as they possibly could.
Police say James Freddie Major jumped into the truck as the driver unloaded a delivery at a Quick Stop convenience store in Dacula, Georgia. Now, it may be Dacula, but
Dacula.
It looks like Dacula, so that's what we're going with. What followed was nearly a 15-mile chase by the police down Highway 316 and Interstate 85, with Major reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour in the Krispy Kreme truck.
Whoa.
He appeared to be under the influence. Well, no shit. Major eventually drove himself into a dead end in a residential neighborhood where he plowed into a mailbox before attempting to flee on foot. Police and canine dogs soon caught up with him and was off to jail for Major.
Do you think he was under the, him and his buddy are in their car drinking and like, dude, you know, it'd be fucking amazing right now. Some Krispy Kreme.
Let's steal a truck.
And then one pulls into the gas station and they're like, oh my God, this is a sign.
The Holy Grail. We're going to do it. Dude, but there's cops right there. They won't know.
We're going to do it.
They're too busy eating.
If we throw donuts out of the car, they might stop for them.
I wonder if there were donuts like flying out of the back of the truck or something like that.
That'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Find just a box of Krispy Kreme on the sidewalk. They look untouched. I will keep them.
If you just saw random Krispy Kreme donuts, I'm going to eat these. It's like in The Walking Dead when that Chuck, the homeless guy, when he shows up, everyone's like, hey, Chuck showed up and he had candy.
Yeah.
And you're like, you guys ate his candy? This random guy shows up and gives you candy, you ate it?
I mean, he seems pretty nice, but yeah.
All right, Andy, we're going to do something on the fly right here.
What are we doing?
I'm playing some music. It's for a story.
Oh, okay.
How much is that doggy in the window?
All right.
Susan Root has had the song "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window" stuck in her head for 3 years, and I swear to God, this is not from The Onion.
Bullshit!
No.
Bull.
Follow me. Just follow me here. All right. That's what I said first. Just follow me. The Telegraph reports that 63-year-old British woman has had the 1950s classic "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window" stuck in her head for 3 years with no end in sight. Root has been diagnosed with a form of tinnitus that a spokesman for the British Tinnitus Association called musical hallucinations. It's like having a radio in your head you just can't turn off, Root said. I began hearing tunes in my ears 3 years ago and it hasn't stopped since. The Sun reports that Root has also been tortured, in quotes, by tracks like God Save the Queen, Happy Birthday, and Auld Lang Syne.
So she has not had her stuck in her head. She just had music stuck in her head.
Root said doctors have tried various methods of curing her disorder, but nothing has helped. She said, quote, I've come to accept that I'm probably going to be stuck with this hellish condition for the rest of my life. Now, the more common form of tinnitus is defined by the Mayo Clinic's website as noise or ringing in the ears. The problem affects 1 in 5 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tinnitus isn't a condition itself. It's a symptom of an underlying condition such as age-related hearing loss, ear injury, or circulatory system disorder.
That actually sounds bad.
I think just have this in your head all the time. Just listen.
I know this is dark, but you think she's going to end up killing herself? I mean, she's gone 3 years, but just think like 10 years more.
Do you remember that story about a guy who had the hiccups for like 20 years?
Or I would, yeah. Like 2 years would have did it.
I would have offed myself after
20 years of hiccups, that would have to cause you so much physical pain. I have a day of hiccups and my chest hurts from hiccuping so much.
Yeah.
That man must have either been a boss or just... Damn.
Sen Lu has been convicted of possessing, quote, extreme pornographic materials.
Should I know who Sen Lu is? Or...
Mm-mm.
Okay. The way you said it, I was like, should I know this person?
Oh, no. Sen Lu's just the guy in the story.
Extreme.
Now, an ex-broadcaster named Sen Lu tried to convince a jury that his massive collection of extreme pornography was used for research into a Sex and the City-style book. A London jury found Sen Lu, 40. He's 40 years old. Guilty of 2 counts of possessing extreme pornography.
Where is this?
This is in China.
Okay.
These videos were disgusting and distressing, says Constable Kim Negus. He told the court during the trial, I viewed around 18 of them. I don't know why you need to view 18. You might view one or two and be like, I got it.
I need to watch them all.
And had to have the sound down. Some of the more 800, quote, disgusting videos showed women strapped to machines and tortured with electrodes. Pins being pushed into their breasts and hot wax poured into their body. Not onto, into. Other pieces of pornography involved animals. Lou said the collection of perverse materials was for a book that he was going to create as a new source of income after he left his home in China.
Huh.
That's right.
Sir, I can't get this DVD out. It's stuck in. Don't worry about that.
Oh, boy. This one's a good one. Out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, a woman named Edith Casas married a man named Victor Kinoglani, who has been convicted of murdering her twin sister. She married her twin sister's killer.
Awesome!
Now, her mom was clearly against this and asked a judge to stop the wedding, but the judge decided that she's capable of making her own decisions and did not stop the wedding.
What's their ages?
You know, I don't know, but I think this is a picture of her. And I would say early 20s.
Yeah. From that picture, she looks like she cannot make the right decisions.
Neighbors were not happy with this as well. They threw eggs and stones at them during the wedding.
What the fuck, man? Is there any explanation why, like, they're getting married? Like, I mean, they probably love each other, but
yeah,
dude.
Edith thinks he's innocent. She's convinced that he's innocent. He says he's innocent. The bride's mother thinks he's manipulative and she's crazy.
I love when moms are so self, they realize things about their daughters and they're just like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe she's twerking it on the side of the road.
Why are you twerking?
All right. Oh, God. This is going to be, there's going to be quotes from me in this. Oh, fuck. This is going to be soundboard material.
Yeah.
Man allegedly drives a car while sucking on a dildo.
I couldn't even laugh hard enough because it hurt.
According to an arrest report obtained by the Smoking Gun, police in Trenton, Michigan received a 911 call on Monday reporting that an individual was in a silver car sucking on a dildo at a local park. Sergeant Steve Allen responded, and the concerned citizen pointed out the offending vehicle, which was driving out of a parking lot near the park. Allen approached and noted a flesh-colored dildo on the passenger seat. According to the report, he says that when he asked the driver what he was doing, the man replied, "Sucking on a dildo. I'm sorry."
What?
He also allegedly admitted to having a problem with sex toys. The man, whose name has been redacted from the report, thank God, was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct.
Oh, man, that would be the last thing I would expect going to a park. Just doing a morning jog and you're like,
wait.
I would probably stop. Like, that's how shocked I would be that I've seen that.
I would probably start calling people and try and gather a crowd.
Dude.
Could you just imagine that call for me?
Yeah.
Like, pick up the phone. Andy. You gotta get to the park. There's a man sucking on a dildo. No more time to explain. Just get here now. Click.
If I'm at work, be like, Lisa, I need a break. Now.
I gotta go now. I need a smoke break. But you don't smoke. I started. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
All right. In the final story in news, Ronald Eugene Murray killed a man named Mun Jang for laughing at the way he ate a sandwich. Ronald Murray, who was 26 years old, was found guilty on Monday of voluntary manslaughter in the death of Mun Jang, who he, or it might be Hang, I don't know, fuck, I don't know with J's and H's anymore, dude.
One? What?
Mun Hang or Mun Jang. It's probably Hang, like, yeah. Or Huang.
Mun Huang.
Mun Huang. He punched and kicked him on October 1st, 2011, so severely that Jang died 2 days later in the hospital. The attack occurred after Murray purchased a pastrami sandwich at a restaurant called Donut King. When he took his first bite, some of the meat fell out and Jang laughed at him. That angered Murray, who snapped and said, "Who you laughing at?" He became even more upset when the clerk behind the glass refused his request for another sandwich at half price. I would have just given him more meat.
What? So sandwich fell out of it as he took a bite.
The meat fell out of the sandwich as he took a bite.
And he wants a free sandwich because that... That's how you fucking eat. That's a sandwich.
I know it's probably his, it's his fucking problem for one. It sounds like he just, they gave him the sandwich and he just decided to take a bite right there or something and fell onto the floor. But at the same time, it's just some fucking meat.
Yeah.
Here you go. Put that between your bread. Yeah. I just give it to him on a little plate. I'm like, I'm not giving you a new sandwich. Just put this between your bread. Well, apparently he did not like Jang laughing at him. The real focus of his anger was at the people who would not give him a new sandwich, but he said he couldn't take that out on them, so the only person he could take it out on was the victim.
Oh my God!
Prosecutors say Murray sucker punched him and hit him repeatedly. Then he threw the sandwich so hard at Jang's head that mayonnaise and lettuce stuck in his ear.
Oh, damn.
Murray testified that he acted in self-defense and claimed that after slipping on the pastrami... After slipping on the pastrami that he had dropped, after falling on the pastrami that he knew was there, he fell to the floor and saw Jang standing over him with clenched fist. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
How dare you fall on this fucking floor?
That meat was special.
Just what?
This dude's fucking crazy. Is there a picture of him?
There is not. Oh, I do not have a picture of him.
That guy's crazy.
I'm sure there's somewhere I can find a mugshot.
Nah, no, it's not a big deal.
I don't have it right now.
And why the fuck would he say that? There has to be security cameras. There usually is.
Yeah, there's got to be.
That's fucking...
Regardless, he was convicted, so it didn't work.
Good.
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 Good. Good. Good.
I wonder if I'm going to get a text in a couple hours where Skyler's like, "Hey, I'm getting on Skype. Yeah. You guys want to do the podcast?" Ooh, no, we already did it. We did it early today.
Sorry.
I like doing it early, though, to get it out of the way.
Yeah. You got the rest of your night to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I can reload, re-upload all the Walking Field videos I accidentally.
Oh, man. Matt, what are you doing? Uploading.
Yeah, I kind of fucked up the playlist and the uploads. And they'll be back, though. They'll be back tonight on Sunday the 17th. Got to realize when people are listening to this on Thursday, yeah. They're like, oh, they'll be back tonight.
Oh, sweet.
Chances are by Thursday there will be new videos.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. Follow us at twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC. That is number 3. PC stands for podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes and subscribe to us on Stitcher Radio.
It's new.
Mm-hmm. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top